The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. You guessed it, money, Emerald Coast Coins. Stephanie Dotson is here with us to talk about money, honey.
Money, honey.
Yes.
Rocking out this morning.
Yes. How are you?
I am doing great because it's not like 40 degrees outside.
Oh, gosh, it's gorgeous out today.
I love it.
Just beautiful. Good beach day, I think.
I think so, too.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of money.
Yes.
There's a lot going on.
So much going on lately. I think last time I was here, gold and silver were both up over, gold was up over $2,900, and it's ticked down today. So it's like $2,872-ish an ounce.
Okay.
So
and
I
that's
mean,
an ounce?
Yeah, per ounce. So that's great. It's dropped like a little over 40 bucks. And so I expect to see an influx of people coming in to either buy or sell because that's, I mean, it happens regardless. Like people mm-hmm. come in, they want to buy the stuff or sell the stuff. They're like, no, it's dropping. I think it's going to be fine.
Okay.
Just an opinion. I think it's going to be fine. I don't think it's going to like plummet or anything. But it's down a little bit today, so that's a good day. And silver is down just a smidge, like 50 cents. Silver doesn't take the high swings that gold does.
Okay.
But it's, you know, it's good. And we got plenty of stuff in the store to sell. So
okay, so if someone has some that they want to bring in, if they've got the gold bars or they've got the jewelry perhaps.
Jewelry
they also
perhaps.
Want to have evaluated.
Yes, as long as they get there before 4 o'clock with the jewelry. Like I have a cutoff time because especially lately we get inundated with, you know, people coming in and selling because it's so high.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely have to put that marker on there at 4 o'clock so we can make sure we get everything done and caught up by the end of the day.
Okay, so Stephanie Dotson is here with Emerald Coast Coins. If you have any questions about coins and all the different things that we'll be talking about this morning, just text it in, 850-437-1620.
Yeah, so we, you know, we do the gold and silver, but also we do collectible coins.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people bring in, what they see on the internet as error coins, not necessarily always true, but we try to give the best information we can. You know, we're always here to educate first. That's kind of been our motto. Educate first and help you learn what to look for and what not to look for. And don't believe everything you see on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Or those ads late at night.
Or those ads late at night.
Someone asked about that last time you were here.
Yes, they did. And I just, those ads hurt my soul because they just want to scare people. It's like scare tactics. And then mm-hmm. they get people into buying these things that are, they're paying way more than they could if they just shopped local.
Right.
Like we always say, check around, you know, see whose prices are the best. You don't have to shop with us. However, check, you know, shop local.
Mm-hmm.
There's local shops all around, but all around the Gulf Coast.
And yours is a family run business. And so the various members of your family have expertise in various areas of
yes.
this business. Like your brother is very into the older coins.
The foreign coins. Mm-hmm. And he does way better than me in like the older coins. Like I can go back to like Morgan and Peace dollars and I'm okay with the cool trade dollars and that stuff. But I still probably lean on him way more than he likes.
There you go.
But sometimes it's
that's
just
what
so
brothers
easy.
Are for.
That's what little brothers are
that's
for. I mean,
right.
he's over 6 foot, but he's
that's
my
right.
little brother.
Well, it was interesting because we had on another show, we had a conversation about the fact that they are going to stop making the penny.
I would be happy with that, honestly.
Well, yeah, talk about that
so,
a little bit. So how is that going to affect the penny mark? Because I know someone texted in, one of our listeners texted in about a 1 cent wreath wheat penny.
Yep, the wheat penny.
That's worth over $1 million.
I don't know of any. Yeah, off the top of my head, the one that I know that's the most expensive is the 1943 copper penny because they were made steel
mm-hmm.
in 1943. And the last one of those sold for like $285,000.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, you
all
know,
right.
It's not a penny.
No.
It's definitely not
that's
a penny.
A good deal. Okay. So what are your thoughts on all of that?
Again, I'm fine with it. Canada actually got rid of using the penny quite a few years ago. So, and people are like, well, are their pennies worth more now? No, absolutely not. They're just little pieces of copper that, you know, they still have. I'd be fine with that. I'm fine with nickels. I like to keep, I'm very odd. I like to keep my numbers even, 5, 10, 15. So
oh, funny.
Get rid of that change.
So you're over the 3 cents.
Get rid of those 3 cents. even though back in the day there was actually 3 cent pieces. There was a 3 cent piece of silver
really?
And a 3 cent piece of nickel.
Really?
I did not know. And 2 cent pieces, technically. So, I know we have so many cool coins.
Interesting. Okay, what a great text that just came in.
Perfect.
The listener says that they have two boxes of, let's see, I have two boxes of old coins, late 1800 silver dollars heading up to the 1930s. How would you suggest I get a value and move or with your purchase or with purchase them? And then he says the two boxes are not all silver dollars, there are about 75 of them.
That's great. Question. You can always bring them up to the store because to get an evaluation on something to see what we would pay for it is absolutely free.
Ah, so there's no fee involved.
So there's no fee for, unless you need something written for like an estate appraisal or, you know, something of that sort. No, it's free to come in and get an evaluation on the coins you have, what we would pay for them. And we can show you like, this is what they're, you know, selling for. You know, again, I go back to internet prices because internet prices say, oh, it's like $20 to $5,000. But we kind of bring it into the reality of things. Mm-hmm. Like I bought 250 silver piece dollars the other day from one person.
How many?
250.
Oh, my
goodness.
So
when you sit there and look at this and you're like, they're not as rare as we all think they should be.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that's from the 1920s and
1930s.
Yeah. You know, there's a whole bunch there still.
Wow.
And I didn't know any of this right until I started working for Dad. I had never seen an Indian head cent. I never paid attention to like the peace dollar in Tombstone, the movie or anything like that. But now I like pick at everything and notice it.
And do you take paper money as well?
We do take paper money as well. That's, you know, my dad's working on retiring, but him and my brother, that's their forte. And we have a new person that's helping us out, and he's really great with paper money too, and I love it so much because that's one less thing I have to do.
Do people still bring in Confederate dollars?
100%.
Interesting.
Yeah, they sure do. I have Confederate dollars in the store right now. So,
what's the value now?
They can be anywhere. They honestly can be anywhere from like, depending on how they're conditioned, like, you know, 15, 20 bucks on up.
Oh,
they're actually, a lot of them, they printed a lot, so a lot of it's very common.
But and you did mention that you do take foreign coins money.
Yep, we sure do. You know, most of that stuff is devalued, meaning they don't use it anymore. So we just buy it by the pound and sell it by the pound because they don't use the euro. The Mexican peso, the last time they devalued, I think, was in the late 90s. So, you know, we just, all that is just stuff we buy by the pound, and people buy it to collect it to do, you know, whatever it is they choose to do with it.
Okay. All right. I got a woman that texted in that said, I love collecting $2 bills.
Mm-hmm.
I have those too.
Yeah.
I have a confession. Yes. That's Paul who texted that in. So are they worth more than $2?
No. They're still $2.
Still $2.
You still got your $2 though. That's always good.
Okay. So also we have the foreign coins and foreign money and the different things. We talked about this a little bit last time about the European Union, and now there are things like the lira and other dollars that are not around anymore.
Exactly. Yep. Those are the ones that they've devalued, like the lira, the franc. I think the Deutschmarks are even, like, all those. They're all on the euro.
Do they have collectible value now?
Nope. That would be mostly stuff I'll buy by the pound.
Interesting.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, we have books that are like thousands of pages, like centuries. They're each century of all the coins. And so, like, I can pull it open and be like, look, this is, like, literally what the book says.
Wow. Yeah, that's so
not
interesting.
Not the Google.
So we're talking with Stephanie Dodson this morning. She's with Emerald Coast Coins. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can text in a question. Anything goes with coins and
pretty much
all the things that are happening at 850-437-1620. And someone says, you may have said this already, but if you have specific rare pennies, are they still worth anything? We talked about one or two of them.
So I talked about the 1943 copper penny. When we think about rare pennies, you know, a lot of people just, you know, they look on the internet and they see all these different things. A better penny, for instance, would be like a 1909 wheat penny that has the S for San Francisco mint mark. That's better.
Okay.
So that could be worth something. If it has the VDB on the bottom under like the wheat stocks, that's better.
Okay.
So we go for that one. Any of the early, like, teens for the wheat pennies that have a mint mark, so a D or an S, those have potential to be worth more than just, you know, a couple cents.
Okay.
It's really hard fetched to find a coin that's going to be that $1 million coin for you.
Okay.
So, I mean, it doesn't hurt to look at, but I look at my change all the time.
I have a penny jar.
Yeah.
That's really got, I mean, I probably have thousands of pennies.
I have a penny jar too that has a lot of pennies in it. Well, mine's the water jug.
Yeah, that's what I have. Yeah, that's exactly what I have. It's a big one, so.
Yep. So I've worked on filling that up with pennies. And now, like, what if they do get rid of the penny, I'm going to have to cash them all in before they don't take them anymore.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. All right. So you had mentioned to me that there's some traveling shows. What's that all about?
Yeah. So they come in, you know, they come into any of the cities like every once in a while, and they do more than just coins and gold and silver. They do collectible stuff too. This is just a time that I always urge people, when you see these shows advertised on TV or in the newspaper, if you still get the newspaper, just make sure you check around, first. We've prided ourselves on telling people to go get a second opinion. I'm not going to say I'm always the best. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to say I always pay the most. However, educate yourself and make sure you know what you got, because you don't want to get less than what you deserve.
Oh, yeah. You'll see stories all the time about how they've gone to someone and they only got $50 for it, and that guy turns around and it's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Exactly. So, just a reminder to, you know, check around and find out. I actually had a couple of people come in yesterday, and the shows were offering less than what we offered.
Interesting.
So
they should come to you first, at least to get an idea.
Yeah, I would say, you know, again, yeah, just check around, make sure you know what you have so you know what you're going to get.
Okay, what's the location of your store?
Our store location is 1811 Creighton Road. It's right past the Lanier Light on the right-hand side.
You can't miss it. I pass by it every
day. It's right there. I had somebody call me from there's Cumberland Farms, like, directly across the street. They're like, I'm at Cumberland Farms and I can't find you. And I'm like, look across the street. And they're like, there you are.
Right across the
street. Yeah, right across the street. I can walk to you.
Oh, that's great.
It was fun. But I just always want to help people the best I can. You know, we've been here for going on like 23 years now. We've been in business. Dad's retired military dude. You know, my brother and I work with him, and then we have like very close family friends that work with us. Like, we're very close knit.
Well, what do you think is the biggest misconception about a coin shop or a coin store when someone kind of puts it in quotes like that? Because you're not really a pawn shop.
Definitely not a pawn shop.
So explain the difference of that. You do take valuables.
We do take the gold and silver. We do like buy the diamond rings. However, like, the diamond market is horrible right now since the lab created diamonds have come out.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest misconception is like, well, they're just out to make a quick buck. Like, enough research will show you, like, a lot of our stuff in general, we do very fine margins. We're very fine margin in the stuff we do, especially when it comes to bullion. The difference between us and a pawn shop is pawn shops, they have to do paperwork. Obviously, we have to do paperwork on the jewelry and stuff. They have to hold it longer than we do, so their prices are going to vary because of that, obviously, because, you know, if they buy it in February and they can't take it out till April, you know, there's no telling what gold and silver is going to be then. So they have to account for that.
Right. Right. Okay.
So, you know, everybody's got, you know, we all have margins we have to look at when we're buying stuff. We are more about the coin collections and stuff. And I think pawn shops are more about buying things. You know,
and it could be anything.
Radios, it could be anything. We do get calls like, do you guys buy baseball cards? I'm like, no.
Okay, that's good.
And we don't do stamps.
Okay, yeah, that's good to know. Specifically coins and coin collecting.
Coins and coin collecting, and we buy the jewelry. We buy the estate jewelry. But now, like, somebody brought in a beautiful ring the other day, and I was like, I said, I could give you a price.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be happy because it's too pretty. You need to try and sell it to an individual. Mm-hmm. Like, I can give you a bottom barrel starting off price, but my prices are not going to match what I think you want/need.
And you probably wouldn't want to melt that down.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we work on telling them what we'd pay and what I think they should, you know, we think they could sell it for.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, we tell them, you know, tell the person, whoever you're selling to, I'll meet you at the coin shop. So they're protected.
Mm-hmm.
And they can make the cash in, you know, this transaction in the store.
Well, that's very helpful.
Yes. Because, again, it falls down to, like, we want to help the community as best we can.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. Okay, so your specialty is what, would you say?
I like the Morgan dollars. The Morgan dollars are my favorites.
So what does that mean, a Morgan dollar?
So the Morgan dollars,
for someone like me. Like, huh? What?
Yeah, right? Those are the old, I call it, so cowboy money.
Oh.
Cowboy money from the late 1800s up to 1921.
Oh, that's so cool.
Those are my favorite. And I like the barber's stuff too.
So where do you find those? How does that turn up?
Sometimes I'm just shocked how people find these things.
Yeah.
Like metal detecting, you can mm-hmm. find some stuff.
But you'd have to go out west, right?
I would say probably to find some of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Families pass down a lot of things. Like, it's crazy. And sometimes you still get it, like, randomly people will get it and change.
Oh,
which is
strange.
Insane.
Yes.
Insane to me. But, like, I know somebody just bought a house recently, and they found some stuff in the house, and there was coins in there. And I'm like, that is literally, that blows my mind.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because I'm like reorganizing. I'm doing my spring cleaning, so yes. I found this bag of change. And so as I was over at one of the local stores, and I threw it in that little coin star, you know, where they just give you.
Yep.
And one of them kept spitting back out and spitting back out. And I said, "What is up with this?" And then I looked at it. It was a dime that was, when I looked it up, had a $12 value.
Really?
And for some reason,
but see, that's the internet.
It rejected it. So I'll have to bring it
silver.
In.
Yeah.
I'll have to bring it in to you.
Yeah,
I thought of
you.
This was just
me.
A couple of days ago. Yeah. But it was so funny because it rejected it.
That
so
is funny.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
But again, you can bring it in to me and I can tell you what it's really worth.
Okay, here we go. Someone's asked, one of our listeners is asking, can you give an estimate of the Morgan silver dollar late 1800s average condition?
So right now when we buy the Morgan dollars, we start off around $19 or $20 per coin.
Okay.
And that's without seeing it, without knowing the mint mark.
It's average condition.
Yep, okay. Average condition. It's a little bit less than its silver price. I think its silver price is actually around $24. So just like those piece dollars, like when I get a lot in, I have to turn around and sell them. Mm-hmm. I don't need that much product at my store, and I'm not going to get their complete silver melt price for it. So I have to take that in consideration too. So right now, $19 to $20. It could be more. Like mm-hmm. if it, you know, your average might be a little bit better, so it could be $25 or $30.
Okay.
Don't clean it. Just leave it the
way
it is.
Don't clean it. That was one I learned right
yep.
off. Don't clean it.
Don't
bring
clean
it in
it.
As is.
Yep.
Because the temptation is to shine it up. Don't
yes.
do that.
Yes.
Okay. Great question. So thanks for sending
question.
That in. Got another one for you, Stephanie.
Yeah, I love it.
This one wants to know, could you ask how to get her to go into more detail about what has changed in the diamond market since the lab created the new
so
ones
So the
now?
Biggest thing about, and I am very novice in this. I just know from what my diamond dealers tell me. So the biggest thing about the diamond market now is because there's so many lab-created diamonds out there,
mm-hmm.
it's hard to tell the difference, which is great. That's what you want when you're paying less money for those lab-created diamonds. On a typical diamond tester, they will test like a diamond.
Really?
Yes.
That's not helpful.
It's not helpful.
So how do you find out if your diamond is real or fake now?
Find somebody who has the really special diamond testing machine that can differentiate the two, which we just got in the store.
So you have one of those.
We had to order one because we got hurt on a nice pair of earrings a while back. So that was, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. You win some, you lose some.
Interesting.
So, it cost us a pretty penny, but that's fine.
Well, I'd venture to say, though, if you have your grandmother's jewelry box, that most likely those kinds of heirlooms and things
yes.
like that I would assume would be more.
And now sometimes I my brother specifically, but I can, you know, we can look at it and be like, well, that's real.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like you're saying, the older diamonds, because they were cut different. They mm-hmm. they were like mine cut, and like you could look down and see certain things that pop out there. I'm like, man, that's a real diamond.
Gee, you'd think the older original ones would have more value.
You would think now,
right?
That would depend on, after that, it goes to size and clarity. So,
mm-hmm.
like, if we get anything over a carat and it's perfect and beautiful and everything, that could definitely make it worth more.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when you buy in a store, you're paying, like, 400% markup. And then they mark it down 50% for you.
Oh, yay.
Oh, yay. So, you know, you got to.
That's how that works.
Yep, that's how all that, just kind of like buying a car, I guess, you know?
Mm-hmm. You kind of have to know what you're
doing. Appreciates when you
dive
it off.
Yeah. Well, you're an expert, and so is your family. So if someone is thinking about buying, or the thing to do would come in and talk to you about it.
Yeah,
there's
definitely.
No charge for that, right?
Nope, I don't charge for conversation.
Okay.
As long as it's sweet.
Stephanie Dodson with Emerald Coast Coins, and their store is located on Creighton Road. You can't miss it. Big sign right there.
Yep.
And if you have a question, we still got some time left. You
we
can
do.
Text it in at 850-437-1620.
We got the Florida goldbacks in, and I don't know if I talked about those last time.
We started
time.
To touch on, but explain what
so
that is.
So a goldback is what, so we're the sixth state to get the goldbacks.
Okay, what does that mean?
So a goldback, it looks like a dollar. So they start off half dollar, dollar, $2. $5, $10, $25, $50, and $100. So that's okay. What the Florida ones are. And they're a thin, thin layer of gold. And they sell for about double their gold value. So like the half dollar one is like 1/2000th of an ounce of gold, and it sells for around $3.
Okay.
The goal with those is a lot of these states are like, well, we're going to try and get back on the gold standard, and these are going to be used for trade and barter.
Mm-hmm.
Some places in the state of Florida are already taking them for trade and barter, and the same for the other five states, which I can't remember off the top of my head.
That's
like
okay.
New Hampshire, North Dakota, and Wyoming, and I think a couple others. But yeah, so they not only are they thin pieces of gold, they have beautiful designs on them. I posted the Florida ones on our Facebook page. So okay. You go to Emerald Coast Coins and look at the Florida ones that we have in stock. The $5 one is a pirate girl.
Interesting.
She's beautiful, and everybody loves her.
Okay, so you buy one of those, and then you just hang on to it till the value increases, or is that something that's actually going to be used going forward in the future as currency?
Their goal is to have a lot of places use them instead of currency.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it doesn't hurt to hold on to them for collectability, especially right now. We have, for the Florida ones, we have the Alpha series, so the very first release of them.
Mm-hmm.
So they might have a collectible value in the future. I'm not going to say 100% for sure, but the possibility's there.
Okay, interesting.
And again,
you have those in the shop now.
I have those in the shop now, and they are just so pretty to collect overall. Like, I collect my silver or gold or whatever I collect. I like unique things. The gold backs, I like Star Wars and Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
You know, I buy all the cool, like, little nifty things. The Year of the Snake, I like the Lunar series that they come out with.
Mm-hmm.
So the Year of the Snake we have now in the store, which is a beautiful coin from the Perth Mint. There's just so much.
It's like a whole nother world.
And the quokka.
What?
I know.
A what?
The quokka.
Okay.
It's a little animal, which I don't think
that's
we have
not
anymore.
Donald Duck, no?
It's not Donald Duck. It's a little animal in Australia that's it's a furry little creature that looks like it's smiling all the time. It's the cutest.
Oh, my goodness.
It's literally the cutest.
It's a whole nother world, and I feel so ignorant because I don't know about all these things. I mean, I know a few things, but I've not heard of the quokka before, for
I've
sure.
been doing this for like 16 years, and I'm still learning stuff all the time.
Oh,
if you ever stop learning, then there's a problem.
Well, it is fun. I've been collecting. I have a little coin collection myself.
I love
so it is fun.
My boys even collect a little bit. They collect a little bit. My youngest one got in trouble when he was like in kindergarten because I gave him some Buffalo nickels that didn't have dates on them. So I was like, well, you can spend these. That's fine. And his the lunch ladies called me. They're like, is he allowed to have these? I'm like, yes.
Oh, they yes. checked it.
Yeah, they totally checked.
Oh, that's so funny.
It was so cute. But they knew me because both of my boys went to the same school.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, are we sure that mm-hmm. Garrett can have this? Yes, he can.
Okay, well, we've got about a minute or so left. So maybe give your information
yes.
again, where people can go, get information about coins they might have at home.
Yes, so we are at 1811 Creighton Road. Our phone number is 850-473-1515. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Find us on Facebook and follow us, because if anything changes, I'm going to post it on there. I'm going to post it on there. Or when I come back in here next, I'll talk about it. But if things change, then, you know, that's going to be the place to go.
Okay.
I don't post on there as often as I should, but I'm working on it.
All right. Emerald Coast Coins
yes.
Facebook page. Go there to get the latest tips.
Yep. You'll see the dogs. You'll see Mom and Dad's, like Sophie and Sugar,
aww.
You know, rest in peace. And I maybe Duncan and the others. I can't remember which dogs are on there, but the dogs are there.
Okay.
My dogs are in the store right now. But my brother and everybody who's working there, like my dogs are in the store because they're going to the groomers after this.
Uh-huh. Oh, I gotcha. Okay. I got a plan for the day.
Oh my goodness. My puppies. It's not even like they're older dogs. They're puppies. So they're probably wrecking havoc right now.
Well, Stephanie Dodson, thank you so much. It's always so interesting to have you on the show. I'm just fascinated by coins,
yes.
and I learn something every single time.
I enjoy it.
So again, give your address, the Facebook.
1811 Creighton Road, Pensacola, Florida. Facebook page is Emerald Coast Coins.